All right. Welcome in to another episode of the Other Football Podcast. Here we are, Las Vegas Sports Network, lvsportsnetwork.com. You can find us iTunes as well under the Other Football Podcast. A couple other places as well. We'll get to that later. But Happy New Year for those of you who are still celebrating here in Vegas. I think some people might still be celebrating it. But nonetheless, our first show of the year. We did not do a show last week. Just couldn't, as my microphone falls away from me, but we couldn't just swing it last week. So here we are this week with the Happy New Year show. And, well, I don't want to start this way, but I have a feeling we're going to.
Or nah, is that not on the table today?
Well, I'm going to get to that. You know, Chris Chapman, Carson Merck, Thomas, Bert and Ernie Viola with us, young Forrest Gump. But, yeah, I guess we're
I swear to God, how are you making fun of my hair when this guy is in a man bun?
Well, because he's got a cool beard. Yeah. I'm not convinced you can grow a beard.
I cannot grow a beard.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's funny that you mentioned that because I actually brought this up a couple times recently. So we all like to make fun of each other, and then, like, outside of this, we like to make fun of other people, like, just kind of roast people. It's kind of what we do.
Yes.
So, like, I'll roast somebody really good, and they'll be like, yeah, we got a man bun. I'm like, if that's all you have for me, I'm doing something right. Like, I'm fat. I'm ugly.
Yeah.
I know you have more, but you just kind of went to it, but other people are like, well, yeah, man bun. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, I can make fun of your man bun, and you're not going to take that personally.
Absolutely.
If I start calling you, like, if I start making fun of your weight or, like, any of the other things that I could do,
I could be hurt.
Yeah, well, like that's a cheap shot. Like, that's not fair.
This is true.
And I was going to say, you're the only one of us who's married, so you're the only one who's getting laid consistently. But as a guy who was married, I know that that's not the case. So
that's touche.
You know? Fair enough. I know Thomas went to Lake Tahoe with a young lady, so I guess maybe
did
that.
He?
Yeah, then you go to Lake Tahoe with a young lady a couple
went to
weeks
Lake
ago.
Tahoe. I don't think it was with a young lady though.
A couple weeks ago?
I guess the look on his face is what the hell are you talking about?
I mean, I wish I did. I took my ex-girlfriend there when
we
were together,
well,
but that was like
that was a while ago,
September.
No, I thought it was like November.
No, he went recently, but not.
Yeah,
he
I've been twice recently, but
okay.
Family.
Right? So the first time you
we're not Crimson Tide fans, so I did not get laid on that trip.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that stupid commercial on ESPN where everyone was they were walking through like Tuscaloosa and everyone Roll Tide, Roll Tide.
ESPN has some great commercials.
By the way, they brought back Mike O'Malley. I can't remember the name of the character he plays, but he's a guy in the Boston Bruins shirt, unshaven, sitting on his couch. I love that that character.
I saw Drake as an Alabama fan.
I did see that.
How
Lock
he is
Hammer
or
Hammer Clemson.
How could he
Hammer
be an Alabama? What association does Drake have to Alabama?
The only one he has is Toronto.
Isn't he Canadian? Yeah. He's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian, but he's like a Kentucky basketball fan.
Oh, God.
The only team that makes sense is he's a fan of the Toronto Raptors.
Yes, and he's also like a season ticket holder. So I guess I get that. But like in our world, we would call him a glory hunter.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because, I mean, there's literally no
it's
reason.
It's only a matter of time before we get him in a Lights jersey.
Nah,
oh, you know what?
Unfortunately, very true.
I think he would do it.
One of the,
for sure.
Not one of the girls that lives in my house, but one of the girls who's like friends with the people that live in my
house. Wait, what is this? Girls who live in your house?
I told you,
like,
Thomas
like
I live
multiple?
In a zoo.
Yeah,
I live
like
in a zoo.
It's like a hotel.
It's terrible.
Thomas's house. It's like a hostel.
I am actively trying to move out. If anyone in the Las Vegas area is looking for a dashingly good-looking radio host roommate, look
or one
me
that
up.
Looks like young Forrest Gump. Either way,
Bert and Ernie combined.
Nice.
You two are the worst.
So wait. So you got to give out your Twitter handle so people could hit you up.
At TV at work. Hit
or
me up.
Feel free to tweet at just all of us at Other F-Ball Pod.
Yes.
We would appreciate that.
That works
well.
Too. Oh,
yes.
Total retweets, too.
You're, yeah, 100.
If you tweeted us, that
you
have
will
a room.
Get retweeted. Yeah. We do not have that big of a base on social media.
All 27 people would. Yeah. You know what, though? I will say we've been getting a bunch of hits on Facebook. So
yeah, we have. That's
so
been
people
good.
Must be listening
and
to
I've
it.
I've actually
there.
Had a couple people when I was back in Ohio. Last week was part of the reason we couldn't do the show, and I had a couple people that were like, oh, they brought up random things from the podcast. A lot of people defending Five Guys.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they can fight me. That's fine. TV at work.
Yeah,
Five Guys is trash.
But no, we're gaining some steam on Facebook and hopefully
I'm
getting it on Twitter.
It.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? I know someone who was recently in Hong Kong, and apparently now they have Five Guys in Hong Kong.
It's big time over there.
It must have just opened up, and the line was absolutely insane because this person, you know, they do those Instagram stories now, which I still have no idea how to do. I have an Instagram, right? But yeah. I don't know how to do.
Wait, you have an Instagram?
I don't follow him either.
I'm at Magnum702 on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
A lot of hockey picks, a couple travel picks from when I was overseas. I think I have one when I was in Singapore eating a Singapore ice cream sandwich, which is much different than our.
That photo will be the first one I like.
Yes. But they're ice cream sandwiches. They take like a block of ice cream, like from like the Good Humor guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a block. It doesn't have the cookie around it like our ice cream sandwiches do.
So it's just a big thing of ice cream?
Yeah, it's just a block. But then they put
it
in,
delicious.
They put it in a slice of bread. But the bread, has flavoring of whatever ice cream flavor you pick.
You might have pulled me back. Man.
And I saw it on The Amazing Race like 10 years ago. And I'm like, you know, if I ever go to Singapore, I'm
going
to try it. So I was in Singapore. I saw the guy had the little umbrella with the heart on it. I said, you know what? I'm going to try an ice cream sandwich. Sure enough, the guy pulls out the block of ice cream that's wrapped. He unwraps it, puts it in a slice of bread. He said, what flavor do you want? Strawberry. So that's what he did. I was like, cool.
I feel like there's a guy similar in Colombia that does that, but it's a block of cocaine.
Hey, you know what?
probably in Hong Kong, too.
What kind of flavor would you like?
Yeah, probably in Singapore, Hong Kong as well. But
Speaking of ice, though, let's get this out of
the
way.
Oh, yeah.
It was the ultimate tease. While I was gone, he texted in our group text and was like, when we get back, I'm going to debate that none of the Mighty Ducks movies are in the top five. Hockey movies all time
This is such a hot take that it's sriracha mixed with Tabasco.
I think it's top three because like no,
I couldn't believe it. The first thing
I said was it's not the best hockey movie.
Okay,
I agree with that.
The second thing I said it's not the best hockey comedy.
I agree with that as well.
Do you guys have the same one?
I'm curious.
Slapshot.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. But I was thinking of Goon.
Oh,
geez.
That's your hot take?
But that was just for hockey comedy.
Okay.
Actual hockey movie, like you can't actually debate it.
It's Slapshot.
No? Miracle on Ice.
Miracle on Ice was good.
D2.
No. It's Miracle on Ice.
Hey, and the Icelandic
female
from
fan.
D2.
You got
Gunnar
Stahl and Wolf Blitzen.
Yeah, but you can't forget the girl who Emilio Estevez has the hots for. Yeah, she was. Yeah,
and
my 15-year-old self was madly in love with her.
Yeah,
thought all women in Iceland looked like her.
She was explaining the differences
they
between Greenland
do.
And Iceland.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Someone who's been there, they kind of do.
I've heard Icelandic women are gorgeous.
I will say D2 is my favorite of the Mighty Ducks movies. Mighty Ducks, the original, is classic. D3 was unfortunate. That was the Major League Back to the Minors edition of that, where it's like, no, they were like college players, but they were like the freshman team and like beat the varsity team. It was a weird one.
But Thomas coming with Goon is like
Goon
me coming with Ladybugs as the
Goon
best soccer movie.
Goon is not horrendous.
Yeah, it is. It's bad.
It's bad. Jason Mewes is in that, though.
Yeah.
From Jay and Silent Bob. He gets destroyed.
Yeah.
And Sean William Scott?
Yeah, Sean William Scott.
He wasn't in anything, and then what is he in, Lethal Weapon now?
Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, he was
Stifler.
Yeah, he was in all those movies and then just like
the
was
best
gone.
The best Sean William Scott movie though was the one with Paul Rudd where Role Models.
Yes.
That was funny.
And Jane Lynch is in that Ken Jeong. Oh my god, that movie was
one.
It's such an underrated. I went to go see that in the movies. And I had literally had popcorn coming out of my mouth. I was laughing so
underrated
hard.
Underrated movie, my vote for a top five underrated movie of all time, Law Abiding Citizen.
I don't even know what that is.
I know what it is.
Oh, that
I've seen it on
classic.
Netflix,
are
but
you,
I haven't watched
it. Are you like
it.
A thriller movie
no,
fan?
No, not
action?
Really.
I'm not either.
I like comedies and things like that. But
it's got Gerard Butler, Jamie Foxx.
I
like Gerard Butler.
Saw Aquaman. Did you guys see it?
No.
No.
Don't.
I've heard.
Really?
I would just go because the guy's handsome.
He's got hair like you, too.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't put it in a man bun.
That's about the only thing
I'll
you've got.
I'll find you a picture. We're built pretty similar.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's about the only thing you and Jason Momoa have is that you have the same hairstyle.
I just like the comparisons between him and Steven Adams. That they said
from Oklahoma City. Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah.
So soccer, huh?
But Aquaman, like...
No good.
7 out of 10. Everyone's been saying it's amazing.
Really?
I when I went in to see it, the ticket taker couldn't stop telling me how great it was. And I was like, bro, I already bought my ticket. Like, you don't have to.
He's like, all right, never mind.
No, I saw it at Red Rock.
I like the movie theater at South Point, I'll be honest.
I haven't been in there yet.
It's not bad. But
normally I'm working, and I don't really feel like staying there and watching a movie after
I work. For me, if I worked in a casino that had a movie theater, there's a good chance I would be going to movies at least once a week.
You legitimately at South Point, because you have the movie theater, bowling alley.
And Steak and Shake.
Alley?
Yeah, Steak and Shake.
I've worked there for like 4 months now, and I did not know
that. And by the way, the deli in the sports book at the South Point, and the guys you work with at that other place that we won't mention.
We have Aquaman and a man bun.
Yes, I knew there was a man bun. But the deli in that place that you work at South Point, the guys that you work with, they will tell you it's delicious.
I mean, I get breakfast there almost every day.
Yeah, it's good.
But the problem is they can be slow. Well, really slow.
Yeah, well, you got to make sure you get the order in early, man. What do you think this is? I mean, I understand they don't have pork roll, egg and cheese.
Taylor.
So, by the way, we're gonna settle this. This is our resolution in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
We
settle about this last time.
Yeah.
We physically will not be able to settle this debate.
No, we talked about this. Our goal is...
This has raged long before our podcast.
Our goal is to get Christy Rampone on the show.
Not just her. We're trying to get as many New Jersey Sake bombs.
We're gonna reach out to Tim Howard.
Yeah,
when the Colorado Rapids come here.
When they come, if we get Tim Howard on the show,
is Berhalter from New Jersey?
Berhalter's from New Jersey
too.
Could you imagine?
By the way,
we're trying to get every New Jersey soccer.
Does Alexi Lalas count?
If he has an opinion, yes.
No, he doesn't, because he only played at Rutgers.
Okay. He has a staunch opinion on it?
No, because he's not a New Jerseyan, so I don't think he can feel.
If we get Tim Howard on this show, I probably won't speak the entire episode. I'll just, like, my jaw will just be on the floor.
My comment was, if I find out that Greg Berhalter calls it pork roll, every negative thing I said about him being hired as the coach, it's all taken back. He is the greatest hire that they could have made.
I don't disagree.
Where's he from?
He's from Inglewood, I think.
Inglewood.
Mm-hmm. Or
so
is it
Paul Pierce, but not that Inglewood.
No, this is with an E.
Yeah.
Inglewood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with where...
Up to no good. Snoop.
Yeah.
Snoop's, was he Long Beach?
Long Beach. No, Inglewood is...
Paul Pierce,
though,
for sure.
Paul Pierce and Mac 10.
Nice.
Mac 10 ain't no...
No.
Rookie. Yeah. Yeah.
These are facts.
Because he's doing the backyard boogie. Inglewood. Yeah, I know my gangster rap.
Yeah, I respect it.
All right, so...
Speaking of Man City being nothing to F with.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Shout out to Wu-Tang Clan.
Nice transition there. That's what we do in the other football podcast. Look, for 4 months, I have been giving you guys crap. So I will just preface by saying still 4 points clear at the top.
True.
For now.
And shellac Newcastle 4-0 during the festive fixtures.
And I will say this too.
Got shellacked again by Man United, didn't you?
They're a new Man United, though.
And Newcastle almost play like terrible in that game.
It's almost like they have talent to play attacking soccer.
Yeah.
They just, something mysterious was holding them back.
Oh, God. Couldn't they have waited until after they lost to Cardiff to fire that guy?
So here's my question to you, Christopher.
Yes.
So we discussed today that you thought it should be a red on Vincent Kompany for his tackle on Salah.
I was
talking about the Bernardo Silva.
Oh, I thought
when he took out Fabinho.
I thought you were talking about Kompany on Salah.
No.
Did you think that was a red?
No.
I thought a lot of people did. I was going to ask
you. I'll say this.
Do you think Van Dijk's against Napoli was a red?
That's why I'm consistent here. I don't think you can give Kompany a red. Granted, different referees, different competition, but I can't defend Van Dijk not being red carded and then call for Kompany to get a red card.
That's why I was going to try to catch you. I was going to say you're a witness to Thomas. It was going to be cool, but
no, can't do it. Can't do it. And I was consistent as well. I also said that the Salah PK against Newcastle
was horrendous.
I thought it was weak.
Yeah,
but I stand by the one that he got against Arsenal was the right call. The defender was beaten. He hit him twice from behind, took him down. In the box. It was the right call all day. And there wasn't quite the outcry over that one that there was.
The Newcastle one
was weak. I don't think it should have been called.
It's one of those where, being that I'm a Salah fan, I don't want to see him become a James Harden adjacent character where he starts getting a lot of these calls. Which,
yes.
Hopefully it doesn't happen. But no, Liverpool, the unbeaten run ends. Dejan Lovren was wrong, thinking they would go undefeated.
And you know what? Maybe it's a good thing that they lost because last year,
back in the world, Dejan Lovren, who got his ass beat
last year. Well, that whole side had trouble today. But I also
How
think
about John Stones with the save of a lifetime.
Oh God,
clearing it off the line.
And that,
interestingly enough, you know where John Stones? I mean, that's just the rivalry coming out.
Everton.
Well, and think about this. Liverpool was inches away from winning that game 2-1 because on Sané's goal, he clipped the post. If that takes a different deflection, that doesn't go in.
This goes back to Mighty Ducks, though.
Well, here's the other thing. And the save that Ederson made on Salah late in the game, I think that ball was going in too. And if Ederson doesn't get his hands on that, I think it's probably a goal for Liverpool. So
I'm a fan of Ederson versus Alisson for years, by the way.
Two Brazilians, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that.
Ederson's neck tattoo might be the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life.
It makes me very unhappy.
They're
a bold move.
Usually. But this thing is just outright scary looking. It's like, what the hell is it? And what possesses a guy to get something like that? But Bobby Firmino has a crown on his neck. So
I'm actually, and I have to say, I talked about it before, but my new favorite Liverpool player other than Sturridge, obviously, is Andy Robertson.
Yeah.
Who had just one of the funniest lines I've ever seen. They had a video where, let's see, Shaqiri, Salah, and Robertson were surprising Liverpool fans.
Yeah.
And some of them actually were Everton fans, too, and so they were joking with them a little bit. And they're in a hallway, and Salah's whispering, like, who wants to meet Andy Robertson? Who wants to play left back? And Robertson, in the most serious face I've ever seen, said, I'm the working class hero.
It
was the greatest thing that I've ever heard. Like, he was dead serious. He was like, I'm the working class hero.
Yeah, it was I think, for Christmas.
I'm the guy.
And Andy Robertson, for people who don't know his story, he, like, literally came from, like, the 18th division of Scottish football.
For people who don't know, until Liverpool signed him,
Andy Robertson was the best deal on FIFA ever.
Every time you sign him at like 77 overall, and then in 1 year he's 85. What? You're set.
He was a stud
every
on,
time without yeah. fail. I would always pick him up from
absolute.
Hole.
Stud That's hysterical.
By the way, I was telling Carson before you got here, I got FIFA 19 for Christmas. I got it before, but I waited until Christmas to open it because I. You know, it's just the way.
Kids, this is what adulthood is like. It's very sad.
You buy yourself Christmas gifts. Presents. Yes.
Oh, and then, who got me this?
And then you wait until Christmas to open them, so you have something to open under the tree.
Yeah.
But
we didn't even have a tree.
I'm managing a Japanese team, Cerezo Osaka.
Hope you get beaten by the Urawa Reds.
Well, because they're playing in the Asian Champions League, so I wanted to find a club that was in the Asian Champions League, so I'm playing with them. And one of the players I'm recruiting, former Las Vegas Lights right back.
No.
Carter Manley.
Yeah. Loney of Manchester or Minnesota United.
He is the only Las Vegas Lights player that's in the game.
Available on FIFA. Yeah. Yeah.
I was hoping that Kobayashi would somehow be in there for someone, but no, it's not the case.
I wonder if was it Samayoa?
That's pretty amazing.
Samayoa from New England, he might be in it too. But
who else was on loan?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
the other ones were from other USL teams.
I don't think I could find Freddie Adu.
You cannot.
No. I don't think he's available to recruit.
What's funny is the people that are big Football Manager fans, you can absolutely sign Lights players on Football Manager.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Which I did. I think I was in Texas maybe, and we had like a 3-hour mega bus ride, and I was doing that.
I was
signing Firmino.
Oh,
like,
that hurts.
I was signing all of them. Like, I was like, give me every Lights player that's in this game.
Now, did they have the Lights in the game or just Lights players?
No,
they have the Lights.
I don't think the official logo, but it says like Las Vegas Lights.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is Football sweet. Manager.
I wonder
football
if they had manager. Me in the game.
We can only hope.
The play by play guy? The guy who got. Who, remember when we were at the game and the woman threw the ball at him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a classic time. She hated the other football podcast.
I wish I had video of that, of Thomas having a ball chucked at him. But anyway, so let's go back to this Liverpool-Man City game. Because
Man City-Liverpool game.
I look at it this way. The better team lost.
No, that did not
happen.
Because that factually did not happen. Hot, you guys got outplayed.
Listen, hear me out.
No, you guys got outplayed.
They did get outplayed.
You were not the better team.
However, I think... If you were to, the better team is 4 points up in the league right now.
But the better team on that day being today?
The better team. No. I mean the better team overall. The team that's going to – I am making the prediction.
Oh, you're saying it now? Liverpool's winning the league?
Liverpool will finish ahead of Man City.
I am making the prediction.
But you're not guaranteeing a league title.
No. Because
who's going
to
win?
Huddersfield. Yeah,
Huddersfield. Surprise everyone. Oh my God, is that Huddersfield music? They're about to go undefeated the second half of the season.
Hey, Sotan drawing with Chelsea, that's going to propel them to the top of the table.
I was going to say, at this point, it's a joke for Newcastle to be in the discussion as well, so feel free.
But the thing is, I look at it this way. Liverpool did not play their best game.
Because they were not the better team.
No. Because and I'm going to criticize Klopp a little bit because I don't like the fact that Fabinho and Shaqiri have been playing. They just crushed Arsenal over the weekend with Fabinho and Shaqiri in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Klopp do? I'll be perfectly honest. I think Klopp managed scared. I think he was afraid to go all out for the win because he didn't want to get beat. And I think he was satisfied playing for a draw. So he put Henderson and Milner in there to try to slow the game down, and it failed.
Now, here's my question.
Because you got absolutely nothing out of the midfield today.
Here's my question for you. One or two more seasons of Klopp before he gets fired because Liverpool still doesn't have a trophy?
Liverpool is going to win a trophy very, very soon.
They're not.
When is very, very soon? This season?
They may win one this season.
You're not bold enough to make the prediction that they win the title yet?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Manchester United going to win the title?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Is that possible?
You know what cracks me up? Like, first of all, we can spend some time on them. We'll switch gears to those guys.
We should probably talk about Chelsea's new addition at some point.
The last thing about Liverpool-Man City, at least from my perspective, Man City played this game like it was a cup final. They played arguably their best game of the year, and they were inches away from losing the game to Liverpool. They didn't. They won the game. All credit to them. But that game wasn't like it was a blowout. Liverpool had more possession. They completed more passes. It's not like Man City ran away with the game.
They didn't run away with the game, but they did what they had to do.
They had a brilliant play on the goal line to save a goal. And they got a fortuitous bounce off of a post. Otherwise, that game very easily could have been 2-1 Liverpool or 1-1.
I hate Aguero's hair. I'm just gonna
It looks like he's wearing a mushroom cap, right?
Yeah. That's not great.
And Mbappe has the Cisco hair right now. He's got the silver hair.
Thong.
Yeah, which is pretty damn unfortunate.
Interestingly enough, I met Cisco once.
Nice.
He is an awesome dude.
Was he a member of Drew Hill at the time, or was he still Cisco, or is he just the solo act?
Just Cisco.
Do you remember the Drew Hill song with Tupac?
Yes.
It was great.
Do you remember the Drew Hill song with Will Smith?
Yeah.
My gosh. No, that was the Kumo D one, but this was
the hook in the same song.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's crazy.
And Cisco had like an open vest, no undershirt.
That was what launched them. That was their big break.
A lot of people hate that movie. I'm actually not
Will
that.
Will Smith hates that movie.
I don't hate it, honestly.
Well, here's the thing, though. There's an alternate universe in which Will Smith doesn't do Wild Wild West. You know what he does instead?
Oh, I think I know this. I don't know it.
The Matrix.
Ah, yeah.
Oh,
there's a world in which
somebody just told me. I don't know if
it might have been me.
There is an alternate
universe where Will Smith is Neo, John Wick.
That is like, funny.
Yeah. Will Smith is such a diverse, good actor that I think he could pull off any role. I mean, he was Muhammad Ali, but he was also the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. So it's like, you know, the guy's unbelievably talented. South Philadelphia, West Philadelphia, not South Philly.
I'm also incredibly disappointed that they're making a new Men in Black.
That's something that did not need to be done. They didn't even need to make the last Men in Black.
Is Tommy Lee Jones in that?
No, I don't think so.
It's not Men in Black then. Well, don't call it a new movie.
It's because we've run out of ideas.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have. It's just that people are afraid to take risks.
Yeah. I gotta go see Into the Spider-Verse still.
Which right, you know that yeah, like the whole amazing. Aquaman thing, right? Like, first of all, Aquaman was a lame character in the DC universe to begin with. I'm not a big DC comics guy. I prefer Marvel, but Aquaman was lame. And all of a sudden, now he's this huge, jacked up Samoan guy, and he comes out of the water and he kicks ass. It's like, no, Aquaman.
Vincent Chase will forever be the best Aquaman.
I don't even know what the hell Vincent Chase is in Aquaman.
I don't know.
What were you talking about?
God damn it, you guys. You've never seen Entourage.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have seen Entourage.
Speaking of people I've met,
Ari Gold?
Turtle from that show.
Nice.
Isn't he from New Jersey?
You resemble Turtle.
No, but he's actually married to a girl from my high school, and I've actually met him.
That's pretty awesome.
Times. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Good guy, Jerry Ferrer. They're actually expecting a kid. They announced that today, ironically.
Nice. Wow.
So congrats to them.
So,
and Turtle.
The rough transition.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, how much money is Aquaman making?
Probably a lot.
It just beat out Wonder Woman.
63 million, maybe, or 63 million pounds, which is how much they sold Pulisic to Chelsea for Dortmund.
We can always get it to come back. So, did you happen to see the comments from Sarri today?
Yeah.
He basically said he had no idea about the transfer.
Yeah, he said initially they asked, they kind of wanted a rundown, and he said it was a positive, he gave a positive report on him and then didn't, like, I guess he's one of the few managers that's like, do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, it is too late now to say sorry.
Well, nice.
You know, the funny thing is, I saw Pulisic's comments, and when he referred to Chelsea as a, quote, legendary club, it's a good thing I didn't have anything in my mouth because I would have choked. Had he said
that.
What
are you going to do, say I'm going to a shit club?
No.
No, you're going to dap up your new club.
Yeah, but to use the... First of all, you're 20 years old. Chelsea is not...
He's 21.
21. So he's old enough to drink now. All right. Chelsea is not
a
legendary...
he's been old enough to drink for 3 years where he's been.
Where he's been, true.
Valid point.
But Chelsea is not legendary. Chelsea was a joke until...
They won the league when he was alive.
Yeah, but they were... The point is they've been really good for like 15 years.
That's most of his life.
But yeah. but that doesn't make them legendary.
That's true.
Most of his life.
Legendary for his life.
Yeah, but you're a kid.
I'll tell you what they're
for most of my life, Chelsea's been a
what
joke.
What are you going to say? You're dapping up your new club.
I get that.
I think that you're reading way too much into this.
I was going to say, you can't say,
if Antonio Brown gets traded
to
the Jets next week, he's going to say, I'm thrilled to be joining such a great and solid club.
Well, here's
we
the
both
question.
Know it's a lie, but we're both going to go with it.
When Pulisic is loaned out to a club in Holland or Belgium, is he going to say the same thing when he's playing for Brøndby next year in Denmark?
No, he's going to say he's excited with this opportunity with this quality club.
This is true.
But they're not legendary.
No, but he's not going to say legendary.
But the reality is, right, if he gets traded to Copenhagen or loaned to Copenhagen, geez, you got me talking about. Yeah, Copenhagen, right?
Hey, there's a lot of marketing opportunity for Chelsea with Pulisic. Yeah.
If he goes to Copenhagen, right, they're like the greatest team in the history of Danish football. He's not going to go there and say, oh, it's nice to be loaned to a legendary club like Copenhagen. Chelsea's not legendary.
Well, they said the best move Chelsea can do at this point is sign Chucky Lozano. And
oh, my
they will
God.
Have
you would
the,
just own North
have
America.
The ultimate two starlets of the two countries, Mexico and the U.S.
You got to complete the trifecta. Secure on loan from Bayern, Alphonso Davies.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Davies. And then play all
you
three.
Could, you call it the NAFTA line, right?
Oh, yeah. My God. Could you imagine? Yes. I would buy the combination Alphonso Davies.
I want a triple jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want a triple jersey.
Canadian,
how would,
American,
how would
and Mexican
do, what
flag.
Would it be? Devanovic?
I like it.
Yeah,
like
there
it.
We go.
We would have to do it.
So, but
he's definitely gonna get loaned out. There's no.
But here's the other
which
thing.
Which I'm fine with. Like they're saying, oh, well, he's never gonna play. No, he's gonna go out and get actual play time now. Because he's not getting play time with Dortmund
now. Jordan Sancho is clearly a better player.
Yeah, they
at least right now.
Yeah,
at least right now.
And Dortmund's in the middle of trying to win the league for the first time in 7 years.
But here's the thing, I don't like this move for him because hypothetically, and again, this is all hypothetical. What if Hazard leaves, goes to Real Madrid, and they throw him in there, and they expect him to be Hazard. They expect him to produce.
Whoever would do that would be stupid.
Well,
though.
But you're putting. I think if you do move Hazard, and Hazard has made note of the fact that he would like to play for Real Madrid,
he's weird. He tiptoes that, and then also said he wants to like be a Chelsea legend and like finish his career.
He wants
there.
To
he's
go where the
guy.
Money is.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's not any different than any other athlete on this planet who for the most part, who's going to...
Tom Brady.
Yeah, just retire already, you bastard.
Could be. Could be soon.
But, you know, I think the thing is, if Chelsea loses Hazard, that's a huge loss for them. And putting him in there, and maybe not every night or every game, but...
Yeah, but Pulisic plays on the wing. He's not a false nine.
Well, they play Hazard out on the wing.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's the other thing is I don't like the move of him going to Chelsea because every young player Chelsea signs they loan out.
Now that is
cool with him getting loaned out.
I mean, look, how many games has Matt Miazga played for Chelsea?
What's wrong with him getting loaned out?
Barely even getting playing time with Vitesse.
Yeah.
That's probably where Pulisic is going to go. Vitesse.
Somebody actually made that Photoshop
again,
already.
Welcome to Vitesse.
Again, let Pulisic go somewhere where he's going to play every game. Let him develop.
Yeah, but
it's he's ready for that stage in his career.
Would you prefer him? I would counter with this. Would you prefer him battle for playing time at Dortmund or go play in? I don't know.
Well, that's exactly the point I was getting at.
Another league, or
I would rather him get trained and managed by one of the top clubs in Europe then get loaned out to a garbage club in Holland.
I mean, I don't want to see him in a garbage club.
But that's his development. You know, and I made the case against Michael Bradley, too. Michael Bradley was
loaned to the Lights.
Wasn't getting... Oh, my God. Yes. Michael Bradley was not getting playing time at Roma.
And then bailed, went to MLS.
And he bailed and went to Toronto, and his play has never been the same since. Because you're not training against the best guys. Look, if Pulisic goes to Chelsea, and he stays there, and he trains at Chelsea, and he's playing,
He's already been training with the team that's leading the German league right now.
The point is, if he goes to Chelsea, and he gets trained, and he's playing, you know, rotationally, that's fine. His development will be fine.
Yeah.
If he goes and he gets loaned to some middle of the road team in France or a middle of the road team in Germany,
or Spain.
I don't see that. I don't see that help. I think Spain he'd be all right. I think Germany he'd be all right. France, the French league is outside of the top three or four teams, it's not very good.
Kupski.
Right? If he goes to Holland, outside of Ajax and PSV,
isn't that
Feyenoord? Not very good. If he goes to Portugal, outside of Porto,
Sporting
Lisbon, Benfica, it's not a very good league. You're not playing.
San Jose Earthquakes about to sign him on loan.
There we go, yeah.
Ugh.
That would be, well, you know, poor Juan Dolowski. We won't even go down that road with that guy. But
yeah.
What road? He celebrated his 25th anniversary today.
Well, congratulations to Wando.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I don't know when the anniversary of him boning that chance against... Was it Belgium?
Belgium. When Tim Howard had like 800 saves.
I feel like he probably almost, you know, sucker punched Wando.
Oh, God. You think so? Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
You bastard.
Yeah, like, dude, did you not see me making the saves down there?
You think when San Jose plays Colorado, Tim Howard just scowls at him every time he touches the ball? You ruined my performance.
Should we cover MLS?
Yeah. Wando's the one who ruined that performance. Sure.
Wando's the only one responsible. But we had a positive hire in MLS.
Yeah.
Shaletto?
Well, we had the positive hire a long time ago when the Earthquakes went out and signed a former Boca Juniors coach.
Yeah,
I saw that too.
Yeah.
LA, they just decided to copy them.
And nice move. Some Boca's manager. Who also, it transitions to a little bit of a more of a downer note. Ziggy Schmidt died.
Passed away. It's a shame. Last week, I think it was right around.
He was one of those that
was considered for the U.S. national team job.
Considered for the job, but
God,
also
can you imagine?
Impacted everyone.
We have another year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He impacted everyone. Like,
yeah.
He was the lights manager. Everyone.
Legendary.
Was like,
yeah.
And this new manager for LA Galaxy, Shaletto. He played for Columbus Crew.
That's
and
crazy.
And so he takes over for LA where Schmidt last managed.
So I wonder if there's a Bearholter connection in there too.
Gotta give a shout out. The one thing that the Earthquakes did well this season, their social media team is insane.
How does it stack up against the Lights social media team?
I don't know who manages the Lights Twitter account now. I know the nice young lady that used to manage them. But
was she the one who would fly in from Florida?
No.
Okay. I thought there was someone who didn't live here.
they're operating in different budgets though, different tax brackets. So I'm not sure what you can compare the two.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comparison.
Listen, you don't need a big budget to tweet. I'm repeating myself.
But
you can pay an intern to tweet.
But
you don't even have to pay them.
When LA signed him, they go, "Oh, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery."
That's a fair statement.
And then
And then LA will proceed to kick their ass.
Yes.
I don't think so.
And they will tweet imitate this as they put up
Did
five
you say
goals.
You don't know if they'll beat them?
I am very confident in LA becoming terrible because they managed to finish seventh with Zlatan. They're not getting any better. Giovanni Dos Santos is going to be on that team forever. We are fine.
I don't know. Man.
Giovanni.
But Wando is also going to be on the Quakes forever, which I'm sure the Galaxy are fine with.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well for San Jose.
Wando's history against LA does not bode well for the Galaxy. Enough.
Wando's history against making goals in the World Cup doesn't bode well for him either.
Or the U.S.
But this was...
He's pretty much a commie. But... Nice, yeah.
What is that, an Aquaman picture? What are we looking at? Oh, okay.
I didn't go for...
I didn't go for Bird Box either.
Yeah, what the hell is Bird Box? Because I keep hearing...
It's a quiet place with eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know what a quiet place is.
It was Bird Box with ears.
Yeah, it's been okay. It's nice.
Yeah, I'm completely out of the loop.
I kept seeing people tweet about it, and I looked, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
What I'm going to do, though, I want to watch this, and maybe I'll start this weekend. Apparently, there's a Sunderland thing on Netflix where I guess it's like a chronicle. I guess it's kind of like Hard Knocks.
I hear it's okay.
But spoiler alert. Sunderland got relegated again.
I told Chris before the show, I kept seeing people tweet that they were like, oh, my friend's watching it. And they said in the middle of the season, they texted and they were like, hey, I think they're going to get promoted. And she was like, I didn't have the soul to say they get relegated to League One.
You don't want to be the guy who tells a 7-year-old that there's no Santa Claus, right?
Right.
Could be real awkward for anyone who's listening to this podcast with children in their car.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Once again, that's Magnum 702. Please tweet your hate and rage at him.
I'm just kidding. There is a Santa Claus. Oh, yeah. My son gets gifts from Santa Claus every Christmas because he doesn't get gifts from me. So
Santa brought me some very nice new cleats.
I got two Sean Kemp shirts for Christmas. My in-laws.
Did you get the black one with like that aqua blue that goes across the chest and it says Cavs in orange on it?
So I have one it's the Cavs. It's when he played for the Cavs and he's holding two basketballs with lightning bolts through and says Rain Man.
Okay.
And then I also got an NBA Jam tee with Sean Kemp and Gary Payton.
Oh.
I also...
That was obviously not with Cleveland.
Did you get a new J.R. Smith jersey?
I didn't, but one of the bigger moments, NBA
the Della Vadova jersey.
I'm down. The deli's back, but I got a tweet from Mark Price while I was in Ohio.
No kidding. Mark Price.
I scored a 75 piece against my buddy on NBA Jam with Mark Price. So I tweeted Mark Price a picture of the stats and was like, "Yo, you had a day for me." And he was like, "Nice." I was like, "Well, I can die now." Like, yep.
You got a tweet from. I'm stoked that we got a like from Christy Rampone, but nice. you did one better. You got a tweet reply from Mark Price.
Yeah, it was big time.
I got a like from Wayne Corbett this Christmas.
Oh, now that's a good Christmas gift.
Because I tweeted out because on Christmas I'd forgotten my Christmas sweater in Tahoe. It's
That's right.
Of course,
yeah,
does have sloths on it. It's that sloths on the Christmas tree sweater. But I'd forgotten it there, and I was like, well, I need something Christmas themed. So, of course, put on my Wayne Corbett jersey.
Bust out the green and white.
Yeah,
New York
for anyone
Jets.
Who is familiar with the movie Elf.
I hate that movie.
Oh, yeah.
The kid wears a Wayne Corbett jersey.
That's
I'm a fan of Wayne Corbett. I'm not a fan of Elf.
So I tweeted out and I just said I'm officially counting this jersey as a Christmas sweater.
A mid-90s New York Jets jersey qualifies as an ugly Christmas sweater.
Especially because the only one that was available on eBay at the time was an XXL, so it's almost a dress.
Nice. I hope it wasn't from the year that they went 1-15 or 3-13.
I have no idea. 0-16 though.
So no, they did not go. No, that's exclusively Cleveland and Detroit.
Yeah, valid point. Shout out to Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
How is that man going to get another job?
Future Bengals.
Marvin Lewis is endorsing the guy. First of all. Could you imagine Jose Mourinho getting sacked and then endorsing somebody to take over the...
Well, that's not really what happened with Marvin Lewis.
I thought Hugh Jackson endorsed him.
He did.
Hugh Jackson.
He did endorse him, but the thing is, Marvin Lewis wasn't fired. They kind of... Like, they did the mutual parting of ways.
He was
thing.
Fired.
They said Marvin Lewis was the first African-American coach ever to have white privilege. Because he was there for so long and never won playoff games.
I'm not touching that one.
If Hugh Jackson... gets another job. I don't want to hear anything ever again about Colin Kaepernick being blackballed because the reality is
there is not a race issue in the NFL if Hugh Jackson gets a third job.
Well,
you cannot come to me with that.
Well, they said he might end up in Minnesota as the offensive coordinator because he has a good
record as an offensive coordinator.
He's
thought
a great
yeah
coordinator as a head coach.
He was a terrible
Poopski.
You could tell early on too in Hard Knocks that guy was not going to survive the season.
Oh yeah,
Pat McAfee called it.
Like nice. you could clearly see that there was so much distrust. When in those meetings that they had him and Greg Williams and Todd Haley,
like, when you're the head coach, you do this, and they were all like, "But we've been head coaches too, and don't have horrible records." But
yeah,
okay,
you know, and not to go too far down the rabbit hole of the NFL, but this idea that Cleveland is not an attractive job right now,
I'd rank it like number two.
I would rank it number one.
Stop it.
No, I take that.
Jets.
Here's the thing.
Don't you dare jump on the Jets bandwagon with this.
No. I think it's Cleveland because I think they have the most upside.
See, I think you've
got a good defense. You've got a really good stable of running backs. And you've got, I'd say, next to Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback.
Oh, shut up.
No, he means
really?
On the open jobs. On the open jobs.
Okay.
At this point, I'm taking Baker Mayfield over Sam Darnold.
Pro Football Focus had Baker Mayfield the number 9 rated quarterback in the NFL.
And what other jobs are open, right? Case Keenum, Josh Rosen.
Ew.
You know,
I think the Cardinals job is more attractive than people are giving credit for.
Tannehill.
Think about it with
Jameis Winston.
But think about it with Arizona because you have Josh Rosen who
he stinks.
I don't blame all of it on him. He's not my favorite quarterback.
No, I don't blame all of it on him either.
Very injury prone.
He's not exactly gonna be.
But the thing is, you have him. You still have the Fitz, who's still amazing somehow.
Yeah, but
and you do have David
Johnson. How many more years
are
you gonna have him? How many more years are gonna have Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, his time's coming to an end.
You know, he's been in the league basically for what, 15 years?
Yeah.
Speaking of people still holding on, Jermaine Defoe got transferred today.
To where? Where's he going?
Celtic.
Really? Going to play with Brendan Rodgers.
He's got to be 38.
Wow.
By the way, did I see that Rangers beat Celtic recently?
I do not know.
Scottish League, but Steven Gerrard managing Celtic or Rangers and Brendan Rodgers managing Celtic. I'm pretty sure Rangers did beat Celtic, but I don't.
He's 36, by the way.
Jermaine Defoe?
Yeah, and he's on an 18-month loan. I feel like that's sending him out to pasture. I feel like hey.
Not to be confused with Wilhelm Defoe.
Yeah, who was once the Green Goblin.
And was also wore pantyhose and dressed up like a woman in
Boondock Saints?
Yes, Boondock.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
That's funny.
Dr. Dre also wore pantyhose on the cover of were they wearing a... some kind of women's garment on the album cover of Michelet.
It was when he was part of the World Class Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
But then, of course, if you want to talk about men wearing pantyhose in famous moments, Joe Namath, Beauty Miss Pantyhose commercial.
That's true.
Joe Namath drunk on the sidelines at that Monday night game.
I was at that game.
That is such an...
I was at that game and they showed Joe Namath and we were all like, oh, hey, it's Joe.
Imagine if that happened now. People would roast him. But yeah, that was an interesting time. I'm trying to think if there's anything. Nothing big happened. We were off for what, one full week and then a couple days. Mm-hmm. Not a ton of like major soccer stuff happened.
Well, I mean,
there were matches, yeah, but it wasn't like
the Christmas season though. Like it just
match after match. FA Cup this weekend. Newcastle will lose the Blackburn Rovers.
No, they should beat those guys.
Yeah, they should do a lot of things,
yeah.
But here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Blackburn is currently 15th in the championship and will likely walk into St. James's Park and defeat them.
I know Liverpool plays Wolves, which is not an easy game.
No,
although they just beat Wolves a couple weeks ago.
Let's talk, though, about like the second half of the schedule. Liverpool's got to drop 4 points. They are done with City now.
Yeah.
Are they done with Chelsea?
No. They play...
They're done with Arsenal.
They are done with Arsenal. They're done with City.
Mm-hmm.
They play
Tottenham and Chelsea at home.
Yes. Yep.
Everton plays Lincoln City in the FA Cup.
Oh, remember Lincoln City went on that huge run to the quarterfinals a couple of years ago.
Did they really?
Lincoln City Imps.
They have a really awesome logo.
It's like a devil dancing.
It looks like Where's the Wild Things are.
Yes, that's an imp. By the way, that's what they're called, the Lincoln City Imps.
I'm a fan.
But so we already know that Chris is.
confident in Manchester United's ability to leapfrog all the way back up the table and win the league. He said as much on the show so far.
No, I don't think I said that.
Let me say this. I am down for that to happen.
Same.
I am 100% no. I am down to watch.
I am down to watch them rise the table and watch what's the very little that is left of Chris's hair just fall out as he becomes more and more unhinged.
No,
as they come closer and closer.
Listen, they've won four games in a row and they've moved from sixth to sixth.
I love people talking about Pogba because now all like the old crotchety old men on like Sky Sports and everywhere like they have nothing to say. They're like, oh well, because when Jose was still there, there were still, I don't know how Thomas mentioned it before, he doesn't know how people support Jose. There were still people that were siding with him over Pogba. They were like, well, Pogba's not focused. He can't lead a team.
There's
like,
so many things.
He led France to the World Cup final.
Yeah, there's so many things wrong about that whole situation. Like, I get Mourinho was a horrible, horrible fit for Man United. But what does it say about those guys that they just chose not to play?
Yeah.
It says that Mourinho really beat them down.
Yeah, it says but they really were broken.
Yeah.
They play Tottenham next week.
Hard knock life every single day. And just
the Jay-Z version or the version from Annie?
Both.
Okay.
But on repeat. They just alternated.
You know, the thing is they've beaten nobody. So
Newcastle.
Again, they've beaten nobody.
You son of a gun.
So and let's be honest, Newcastle didn't play terrible against them today.
No.
But
Huddersfield's coming all the way back up the table.
Newcastle might get relegated.
Yeah, who,
let's just call it.
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is. They might get relegated.
You know, the thing is, I just don't believe in them. I want to see them because when they play good teams, playing like that, they're going to get exposed. You know, yeah, it's great. You could do that against Cardiff.
Against Manchester City.
That didn't happen. But, you know, you could do that against Cardiff because Cardiff is a joke. Right? You could do that against Southampton, although Chelsea didn't. But
true.
The reality is when you play these good teams, when you play City, when you play Liverpool, when you play Tottenham, they're going to carve you up. I would not be surprised if Tottenham beats the pants off them next week.
I'm curious to see how that game goes.
That's such an old guy statement.
Yeah.
Beat the pants off of them.
Well, I mean, if the shoe fits.
Well,
I'm excited.
That's true.
True. I'm excited to see.
Fair point.
I want to see Manchester United just keep making this run because I like a lot of the individual guys on that team, like Pogba. And B, it just continually makes Jose look worse as it goes.
Yeah.
Like, as better they play as the season goes along, people are like, dude, what was this guy doing? Mm-hmm. Like, why did you have the shackles on them so hard?
But there's some people who are bringing up the point, like, does Liverpool drop 4 points the rest of the way?
Yes.
Like, I believe they're gonna.
Yeah. No question.
They
about
could.
It.
Is he not nodding his head yet? Chris clearly believes they're gonna because he believes that Manchester United is going to win the title.
Here's the thing, with the lineup that they have out there, the reality is they're still not conceding a lot of goals, so they could draw a game here or there. But I don't see them losing a lot of games the rest of the way. They have 17 left.
I mean, you want to talk about like a razor's edge. That's kind of the margin.
Yeah,
but you're also assuming
that City doesn't lose again.
Well, and the fact that they
and City still and here's where and I hate to say it, but the club that could ultimately have a say in who wins the league is Man United because Man United plays Liverpool at Old Trafford.
Win for Manchester United,
and it's certainly possible that with the way those guys are playing, that they will be up for that game. And you know, they were embarrassed by Liverpool. So I'm not gonna guarantee that as a win for Liverpool. That's certainly a game where Man United could get the W.
I love that Arsenal scored. So then if Liverpool loses
those 3 points and then Everton comes and beats them at Goodison.
Well, that's not gonna happen. But we were
about this close to beating them at Anfield.
And Liverpool was also playing the midfield of Jordan Henderson and James Milner. That is not gonna happen again.
This close.
I'm curious to see the rest of City's schedule because I want to see where they play some of these teams because I think they still have to play every team in the Big Five or Big Six.
Well, Newcastle's in the middle of
obviously
right now.
Not them, but let's see. Man City's schedule rest of the way.
Also, while you look that up,
they play Rotherham this weekend.
Don't be racist to Koulibaly, whoever, like, come on.
Gilbert Coulibaly?
No.
Of the East Bay Stompers?
No. I don't know what that even means. But
that is an NPSL team that I used to call games for. Shout out to Terry Forte, my boy.
Fair enough. But now, Coulibaly, the center back for Napoli. Apparently there was some crazy racist stuff, and he might want to leave Napoli because of it.
Yeah, so, it's not okay.
Like we say, don't throw stuff at players. Don't
so
be racist.
City, yeah, that's garbage.
That
don't
goes
do that.
For life.
Don't do
don't
that
throw
stuff.
Throw stuff at people and don't be racist.
Yeah. So City has Arsenal and Chelsea at home next month. Then they have United at home as well. Big shock. So they play three of the big. So they're done with. That's weird. I thought they had another game against Tottenham. Because Tottenham hasn't lost a game, right? They did lose a game, but they have a bunch of draws. I don't recall Tottenham and City playing twice.
I can't picture the second match.
Yeah.
But yeah, spoiler alert, Liverpool's not winning the league.
Man, you guys
Manchester
are cruel.
Manchester United's winning the league.
I am all the way down for Manchester.
So they play United at Old Trafford. So
I'm still down for Wolves to surprise the world.
I can't believe, as I said, that Arsenal scored first in that match against Liverpool and then just got boat raced.
Yeah.
Well, like, was it Ainsley Maitland-Niles scored? And everyone's like, okay, upset. And then it was like, whoop, never mind. Like,
yeah,
two minutes later.
That escalated quickly.
Bobby Firmino just buried him.
Well, and the thing was, like, I thought Arsenal had some chances to score goals. They just didn't capitalize on them. Like, I don't think the score of that game was very indicative of the way that game was played, because I don't think Liverpool played a great game, despite putting up five goals.
I was
going
to say, if you can play not a great game and score five goals,
that's the thing. But like, I don't know. I like Liverpool's gonna have games where they struggle, but so is City. I mean, City.
I think what it honestly might hinge on is Champions League.
Well, and that's it too. I mean, for Liverpool, I guess you maybe get to a point where you say what's more important to you. Winning the league, because clearly City has, they could just go out and buy whatever the hell they want, which is sad, but it's the reality of it.
True.
You know, did Mahrez even play today?
No, that signing hasn't worked out all too well.
Yeah, I mean, last time they played Liverpool, he missed a penalty kick. He kicked the ball that still hasn't landed yet.
And have you seen the video of Sterling's one-year-old son kicking the ball?
No, I have not seen that. I try to avoid all things Raheem Sterling.
That's unfortunate.
Nah.
You sound like one of the crotchety guys on Sky Sports.
Yeah. No, you know what?
That guy's got a gun tattoo on his leg.
I don't care about that.
I know.
That was great. Yeah. I wanted so badly for the moment of the World Cup to be Raheem Sterling scoring a goal and Jamie Vardy coming over and using his leg as a gun and firing into the crowd.
Oh, boy.
That was the moment I wanted to see in the World Cup.
He has a video of his son just like blasting the shot. On first, he just keeps first time in the ball, and it is better than any of the three of us can kick the ball, and he's a baby. So it made me feel pretty stupid and ugly and not talented.
Well, shoes and feet,
I'm
right?
Still waiting for Chris to go see Thomas play.
Yeah, I want to see him get kicked in the face again.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That almost happened on last Friday in what was my third game of the night. It might have been my fourth game, because like, I play on two teams on Friday nights, but then people just, because it was the holiday season and like they needed more people, they just kept asking for people to play. And I was like, all right, I'll play in another game. And then two of the people who play on both of the teams that I normally play on were on the opposing team for this game.
Nice.
And I had actually just gotten done saying that. Like, I was joking around with them. I was like, okay, just remember, you don't charge me, I won't charge you. Like,
they charge
you. We both got to play next Friday. And the girl rips a shot. It hit me in the shoulder, but it looked like it hit my face. And she just went down. She was like, oh, my God.
And, yeah, indoor soccer had Thomas incredibly sassy in our group text yesterday.
Yeah,
there was a lot of spiciness going from TV, at TV at work on Twitter. we were just trying to get a couple simple questions answered, and we were getting a lot of spiciness.
Yeah. I just got home. I had soccer tonight.
Whoa, we're just.
And then
just
Carson's trying. Like, well, maybe you lost. And he's like, no, we won.
And I said, well,
imagine how sassy he would have been if they lost.
Yeah, I'm like, unless they bought your. Well, especially after seeing how competitive that he is while he was playing, he would have been very pissy if they had lost. So I'm glad that he wasn't.
I'm but glad you guys won. Yeah, it was a nice
but
thing.
But like I said, if they didn't buy his food or drinks, I don't think he played that well.
No, they paid my league fees.
Well, that's good.
Significantly
so
better.
So you play for free. Yeah. playing for free is good. Mm-hmm. Where you guys play at that indoor place that's up on Rampart?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good. I enjoyed my time there.
My kid used to play youth soccer there. Like when he was at that age where every kid was playing youth soccer.
I never played youth soccer.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
That's how I became a goalie.
You just couldn't play any other position on the field, so they threw you in goal.
No, it was actually
had like shingles. Or something?
It was actually the opposite. No one else on my team wanted to play goalie, and so I realized if I say I want to play goalie,
you're going
to
play every game.
I'm going to play every minute of every game. I'm never going to be on the bench, I did, and I was never benched, and it just worked out.
Well, you know, and that reminds me because I had a conversation with Marc-Andre Fleury last week. Because I
casual
had heard
name drop.
Yeah, I know, right?
I like it. Shout out to the Flower. All-star.
Yeah. All-star. NHL All-Star Mark. Future Hall of Famer Marc-Andre Fleury.
Definitely. Has he really been playing an all-star level?
Yes, he has. He leads the league in wins. He's got 6 shutouts. Number one in the league in shutouts, too. He's the man. But the conversation I was having with him was I had heard someone say that in countries where youth hockey is really big, parents don't want their kids to be the goalie. Mm-hmm. Because the mindset is there's 3 forwards, 2 defensemen that play on the ice at the same time. But you also have 4 lines of forwards and 3 lines of defensive players. Mm-hmm. There's only 1 goalie. So unless you're the best goalie on the team, you're not playing. You could be the 3rd best wing, and you're going to play a lot of minutes. But there's only 1 goalie. And Mark was like, yeah, I guess it kind of makes sense. And he said, but I wanted to do it. He wanted to play goalie. So, you know, I guess there's different schools of thought with that. But
I mean, another school of thought is just be the best, and then you don't have that problem.
Well, that's kind of the way he looks at it. I mean, he is one of the very best, top 10 and wins all time in the league. And I still think it's so cool that I get to talk to this guy and get paid for it. But, you know, nonetheless, I don't want
to not quite as cool as getting to talk to Daigo Kobayashi.
Talking to Daigo Kobayashi is pretty damn cool. Yeah, the conversations we had with Freddie were great.
Yeah,
are they going to bring him back?
Not a lot of roster announcements from the Lights so far.
Yeah.
Oh, and a lot of other teams are really filling out. Oh, and actually, I missed mention to Chris. Dave Sarokin went from U.S. Men's National Team caretaker manager to the USO.
And let's be honest, it's a step up for him.
I would say so. North Carolina FC.
He also doesn't have that interim label anymore.
Yeah, gets to be the full-time guy.
But
apparently Eric Winalda like comes and chills at the office a lot.
Nice.
They moved into the into Cashman Field. They're no longer at Zappos.
Nice.
That's very cool.
Not nice. Not nice. Zappos was an amazing office.
The other thing is that is now theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Like they can do whatever they want. I mean, I'm assuming
the Raiders come and play there next year.
Yeah. Right. Oh, Raiders Chargers at Cashman Field.
The Raiders and the Lights will be the owners of a baseball stadium.
That is hysterical.
I don't know if we mentioned it, but that new baseball logo is horrendous. That is absolutely horrendous. Can anyone confirm?
I got Chris? A meme for you, my friend.
I'm not a fan of it. I think it's kind of goofy looking. Like the whole point was they wanted to get rid of the alien, and yet they go and their logo is basically an alien.
It's so bad.
See, I understand why they had to get rid of the alien, because when you're no longer the Mets affiliate, having a knockoff Jar Jar Binks as your mascot doesn't make as much sense. But that was bad.
Like, I like the colors. I think the colors are cool, but I'm not a fan of, you know, how there's that V on the visor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like that. To me, it looks like antenna.
I saw a kid in Target yesterday.
Wearing a aviator's hat.
Yeah, but it wasn't the logo. It was just the LV. And I was like, you guys, that looks exactly like the Chargers logo, which they got roasted for stealing from the Dodgers.
That's right. Yeah, they did. They did get roasted for. I remember that. Yeah, it was like there was zero thought at all put into that Chargers logo. That thing was atrocious. They don't use that anymore, do they? Speaking of not using it anymore, and I know we didn't answer the Chargers question. I don't really think anyone cares, but UNLV, remember they spent all that money to get their logo designed?
Yep.
They announced last week, or I guess recently, maybe Monday or yesterday.
I didn't think that logo was that bad.
They're dumping that logo. And it's been removed from the
annals of history.
They're not selling it.
Oh, no.
It was awful. It was such a terrible logo. It's like, look, you're the rebels. Just do something rebellious. You don't have to have Yeah. Nice. Oh my God, Pikachu has a. Oh, I love it.
When you make a new logo and it's also terrible, I'll send it to you to tweet out.
I love that. I love that. That is, you know, maybe we tweet that from the other FB pod.
Definitely. Yeah.
That was why I said that I was.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
We may actually start getting a ton of hate now because of that, because there may be people. That's a cool logo, man.
Do people think that's a cool logo?
I have not met one person who likes it.
No, I haven't either.
I told you, I like
the
colors.
I'm a fan of Lincoln City. They should have just been Lincoln City FC's logo.
They should have just become the Imps. Yeah, Las Vegas Imps.
Shout out, by the way, to Jared Justice, who apparently has like every piece of UNLV memorabilia known to man with that logo on
it. Nice. if you're looking to buy that, I don't know what his Twitter is, but he's on there.
And you could find it at, I'm sure, at like Kohl's and Target and Walmart. That
Goodwill.
In the discount.
Yeah, Goodwill.
Bin,
yeah. Yeah. I wonder like how that works too, because if they're not selling it, if UNLV's not selling it, do they have to send like a basically like a cease and desist to like all those stores and say, this isn't our logo, stop selling it? Or can those stores sell it?
I guess they can still sell it.
Yeah, and if you want to make a good offer, it is at Jared Justice, J-U-S-T-U-S. And you can, yeah, feel free to buy
He's Jared with an E, J-E-R-E-D.
God. Yeah, I know.
Keep that kid's family spelling.
Not Jared, J-A. Like, yeah,
Jared Justice, he's Jared Justice.
And it's not like he got it, and he got it at Jared. God Christmas is over, by the way.
He's my second favorite Justice behind
David.
David, yeah.
Well, Jared didn't hook up with Holly Berry, so.
That we know of.
That's true. That's very true. Maybe Jared did.
See if he hooked up with Holly
Berry. I'm not going to say he did, but.
How'd you all spend your New Year's?
I'm also not going to say he didn't. My New Year's.
I was on a flight.
Oh, yeah.
Until I got home about 10, and then went over to a buddy's house, and right after the ball dropped and everyone did their cheers, I did cheers with the Sprite. I was like, well, it's about that time.
When you say the ball drop, was that in New York or here?
No, just on TV.
Okay, so the New York one. So you tapped out at like 9:30?
No. I saw
they reran it.
Yeah, I was probably figuratively saying the ball drop, but whenever it struck midnight, everyone did the whole thing
in
I was
Vegas.
Like,
yeah,
peace out. Yeah,
I
thought the fireworks were a little underwhelming.
I thought so too. I were you on the strip?
Yeah.
Ah, well,
that's a bold move.
Yeah.
How was that?
Everyone said that. Well, did not have the worst time getting down there.
Well, like, is it your first New Year's here?
Yes.
Okay, that's acceptable.
But my roommates told me, good luck trying to get down the strip. It'll take like 2 hours in traffic. Drove down Flamingo.
Yeah.
25 minutes. Life hack. Parked at the Orleans.
Yes.
Walked to the strip from there.
From the Orleans?
In 30-degree temperatures. I had emergency beer.
You should have parked at Wild Wild West, which is a lot closer.
When they rolled into them.
Shout out to Cisco.
God. I didn't even realize. Jeez.
Wow. But I was going to the Bellagio.
Okay. So you parked at the Orleans?
Yeah.
Orleans is on Tropicana, though.
Yeah. My move.
You mean you park at the Palms?
No, I parked
Gold
at the Orleans.
Coast?
No, I parked at the Orleans.
Move is always park at Mandalay Bay and take the tram closer to the middle of the strip.
Yeah,
I just did that, and then I was going to Uber to the Palms and then walk from there, but I
for two extra dollars, you may as well just go all the way to the Orleans on the Uber.
Well, no, I was at the Orleans.
Oh, you were going Uber. To Uber,
yeah,
okay.
Because I wanted to avoid that sketchy-looking street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was maybe a mistake, but I lucked out and didn't get mugged.
Okay.
And then I just walked all the way to the Bellagio from there.
Oh, so you walked up, what is it, Cameron?
Sure.
Or Arville? You walked up Arville?
The show with Seth MacFarlane?
Orville. Good show.
I know.
I haven't seen it.
Star Trek with dick jokes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I like Seth MacFarlane. Funny guy.
You would like the show then.
But, so my New Year's, not to take away from Orville, Redenbacher.
Nice.
But.
Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah. So I did nothing. I stayed home. I played video games until, actually, I take that back. I watched the ball drop in Times Square with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen and watched those two guys have fun together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched them sing the songs in New York, let my dogs out, plop my ass back on the couch, played video games
Shout out to the Baja Men.
Yeah. Who let the dogs out?
I had a bad moment where I thought the Baja men were from Jamaica, and I was arguing with the Jamaican soccer player that I'm friends with. I was like, dude, you don't know the Baja men? He's like, I've never heard of them. I was like, they sang Who Let the Dogs Out? He's like, yeah, I don't know what that is. And then my buddy, who's also from Jamaica, I was like, yeah, man, he didn't know the Baja men. He goes, yeah, they're from the Bahamas, hence Baja men. I was like, what? Oh, embarrassing.
Ain't that the truth?
Sophomore year of college, my roommate was a Japanese exchange student.
Nice.
My buddy and I come back to my apartment one night thinking we're going to have a quiet night of Madden, forget that it was his birthday.
Nice. Uh-oh.
And so my apartment is just filled with people who speak English very poorly.
Nice.
Just filled with every international student at Syracuse University was in my apartment. I turned to my friend, I'm like, well, I guess we're not having a quiet night.
Nope.
But they're playing all these songs that were like big 5 years prior.
That's funny.
Because I lived over there, so I know what it's like. That's when it got good. But then we walked downstairs, and I'm just like, man, why don't you play some of like the classics? I'm thinking like, you know, get some Van Halen going in here.
Get
something like that. Dude on the aux cord goes, I got you, bro.
Bahaman?
Who let the dogs out? I was on the floor.
So, see, now you guys are too young. So I was going to say bigger one-hit wonder, Bahaman or Chumbawamba?
Ooh, Chumbawamba.
I do get knocked down, but what I get about, back up again.
And now does Milli Vanilli count as a one-hit wonder?
No, because they had two
really
hits.
Really know it's true.
Despite the fact, and they also had Blame It on the Rain.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going with, was Blame It on the Rain. Singing the songs. But mm-hmm.
And they sang Blame It on the Rain and
Girl, You Know It's True.
Yeah.
So I have two things here.
What I never understood about those guys is how come the guys who actually sang the songs?
One of them did. One of them snitched.
Yeah, but how come the guys who sang the songs didn't become their own?
Because they weren't good looking.
Yeah, but there's a lot of ugly.
I don't even think they were singers. They were just models. And they were like, yeah, can you lip sync? Yeah, that works.
That's crazy.
My cousin just texted me, my cousin Drew, shout out to Drew, 73 million with 5 question marks. And I was like, okay.
I mean, he's clearly talking about Pulisic.
He was talking about Pulisic. I was like, for Pulisic?
That's a lot of money.
He was like,
but it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah. He was like, after he got beat out by Jadon Sancho, he was like,
But also, what would Sancho go for?
That's true.
I don't think Sancho would go for more than him. Because you have to acknowledge like the fact is in a normal player acquisition and player evaluation, is this guy good? Pulisic is not normal. He is the best American on the planet.
True.
You were buying in on the massive marketing potential in a country of 365 million
people. So what you're saying is it's a business move more so than a soccer move?
No, I'm saying it's both.
Okay.
Like I'm not saying it's an entirely business move. I'm not saying it's a business move more than a soccer move. I'm saying there is a big component in that, hey, we can sell a lot of Chelsea jerseys to 365 million people.
Let's propose this hypothetical question.
And Thomas broke his thumb.
Yeah. At least he didn't walk into the whiteboard.
Yeah, this studio does not like me.
So let's propose the question, hypothetical, before we get out of here. Better chance of happening. Sancho plays for Bayern Munich or Man City?
Bayern.
Bayern, for sure.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
They do that thing they do.
Where they just Debo Dortmund out of their best player.
Yeah. I'm gonna say better chance he plays for Man City.
I don't know.
English guy, Man City. Then again, they don't really care if they have any English guys on the team, right?
No.
Or they have Kyle Walker.
John Stones.
Do they have any other English guys?
There's probably
Sterling.
Sterling, yeah. That's pretty much it that I can think of. We're probably missing a few. But
yeah. Their best midfielder is clearly not
Belgium.
English.
Kevin De Bruyne. I was thinking while we were talking, he mentioned the classic music. Speaking of English and American business, I hate the Beatles.
What?
I saw the Love Cirque du Soleil show.
I would have died before I went to that.
Yeah, I wish you would have gone on a different night because I would have gone with you. I know you were looking for someone to go with you.
I wish you could have gone too because first off, my seats were basically on stage.
Oh, God.
Phenomenal show. Just visually stunning. And of course, it's the Beatles. And what kind of monster would you have to be to not like the Beatles?
All right.
I didn't grow up. Here's my thing. I think a big thing with that, my parents didn't like play a lot of the Beatles when I was a kid.
See, neither did my parents.
And I wasn't like a huge like tool and got into the Beatles. Like I wasn't that guy. So I don't know. My parents listened to Motown. So like I liked Motown and like hip-hop and R&B. Like, I don't know. They never got into the Beatles.
So currently...
Shout out to Paul McCartney, though.
Yeah, we gotta touch on this next week, because I have a feeling this isn't something we could do in a few minutes. But City has Kyle Walker, John Stones, Raheem Sterling, and Fabian Delph.
Yeah.
And then they have...
Is Phil Foden English?
He is, yes. Yeah.
That's why I don't think they would get Sancho, by the way.
Because they don't...
It's because Phil Foden is kind of that guy for them. He's actually a young guy that just doesn't get any playing time.
He wears number 47, too.
They give them...
He was also born in 2000.
Yeah, that's stupid. That makes me sad.
From Stockport. Man, what a shame he didn't play for Stockport. I guess he's that good that he doesn't play for Stockport.
I don't even know who Stockport is.
They're crappy...
They're no Lincoln City.
No.
I am now a Lincoln City fan after seeing the logo.
And he grew up a Man City fan. Stockport is close to Man City.
I am rooting so hard for Lincoln City to beat Everton in the FA Cup.
I'm not counting that possibility out.
I would be so down. Shout out to Lincoln City, where the wild things are.
Yeah, the Imps. I love that logo. I think it was 2 years ago they made that run to the, and then they got destroyed, I think, by Arsenal. I think they lost like 5-1 or something. But,
didn't Arsenal lose to Wayne Shaw? The roly-poly goalie?
No, that's who he played for. He played for Lincoln City.
Nice.
I would not be upset if they beat Everton.
Yeah, that guy played for Lincoon City. That's right.
They played against Arsenal. They lost.
They were losing 5-1, and that's when he ate the pie on the sideline.
The British people are such a big fan of pies.
Not good pie. Not bad pie.
Yeah.
Bad pie.
It's like a mince meat
pie.
I'm shepherd's pie fan all day. Shepherd's pie? No.
I like shepherd's pie, but I don't like mince meat pie.
They're British. What do you expect? You know what they use to season and flavor their food? Vinegar.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm British, so I
like the smell of vinegar.
I knew there was something I didn't like about you.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about the smell of vinegar. That apple cider vinegar is disgusting, but malted vinegar that you put on French fries... Awesome.
Salt and vinegar potato chips, top notch. Top tier potato
chips.
That's a British thing.
Nice. Nice. Shout out to Trader Joe's. Their truffle chips are unmatched.
You know what else is a British thing? Losing Revolutionary Wars.
Ah, that's a valid point.
Wow. That's it.
He's not wrong.
That's why I get pissed. Like, I'm not trying to delve into politics here, but I get pissed off anytime someone British tries to talk about U.S. politics because I'm like, first off, you guys aren't doing so great yourself. Second off, we literally fought a war so that I don't have to hear what you have to say about this.
That's a fair point.
That truly can be like a scoreboard discussion.
Yeah, scoreboard.
However, they could always come back and say, how many World Cups have you guys won?
Dang.
I mean, we could talk about the last 30 years and just talk about
Listen.
We could say how many Super Bowls have you guys won.
Well, yeah, but Super Bowl, there's no English teams in the Super Bowl.
Bingo. I don't care. We're still 52-0.
The Jaguars.
Yeah, the Jaguars.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, Shot Khan did not buy Wembley.
Oh, no?
Maybe the Raiders next year. Did you see that story? The Raiders may play
in London.
The Raiders may come to an agreement with...
The hot topic right now, like, if you just need a few quick clicks on your NFL article, it's just Raiders may move to throw dartboard at map Bangkok.
But apparently there's, like, legitimate discussions between them and... But I don't foresee it happening. I just
they play at White Hart Lane too.
Yeah, and Spurs, Raiders need the money.
Mark Davis Boogaloo.
No,
right? Like Spurs is going to have to come up with like a bazillion dollars to keep Pochettino.
The Raiders, if they play internationally, they play in Mexico.
I think that's fair. I think
if Mark Davis was smart, he would.
Based on his haircut, he's not.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, he pays a lot of money for that haircut.
Yeah. Apparently, he's a really nice guy too. That's everything I've heard about
him.
I'll be
completely candid. I loved Al Davis. I was all about drafting nothing but speed. Like, he was like Darius Hayward Bay. I'm in somebody's phone as Darius Hayward Bay because I loved them so much.
I liked Al Davis because Al Davis had Bo Jackson.
True.
And have you guys Jackson, seen the football life on Al Davis?
Yeah.
I watched that a couple weeks ago.
I haven't seen that. Yeah.
A parent's friend of mine, Jack Squirek, had a pick six in the Super Bowl off Theismann. Shout out to Jack Squirek. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
But if Mark Davis was smart, he would say to the NFL, look, we play every home game in Mexico City this year. In return, you never ask us to do this again.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
Yeah,
the thing is, the NFL. This will be the last thing we do today because we're way
we're
over.
We're going to end on football.
But, yes, the other football though.
Yeah. Bingo.
But the NFL only puts teams that don't draw anybody in those international home games, right? Like the visiting team is always hit or miss. But the home team, you think about it. The Rams, when they were in St. Louis, they were playing in London. The Jaguars, Raiders are playing in Mexico City. NFL. I think
there's something about hosting a Super Bowl.
Oh, that'd be awful.
No. Not hosting an international Super Bowl. I'm talking like you need, in order to host a Super Bowl, your team needs to play internationally. Like that's the quid pro quo that they've been doing.
I'm guessing we will have a Super Bowl in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Which means I'm guessing the Raiders will at some point play another game in London.
Yep. I would assume.
I hear the music. I know you guys don't, but
disappointing that it is not Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we have a minute. Day. What's the Taylor Swift story?
He loves Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
She is one of my least favorite, five favorite artists ever.
She's fine.
She's honestly top three for me all time.
I wouldn't go that
horrendous.
Far.
She's horrendous.
There's nothing wrong with her. She's everything cute. About her. She's talented.
My crush for the longest time and long standing to this day.
Listen,
Taylor, if you're listening to the podcast, hit me up.
Very, very unpopular, I think, because you guys probably don't know who the hell she is. The singer who I would drop everything for is the lead singer of the band Churches. Her name is Lauren Mayberry, Scottish girl.
I'm familiar.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous girl.
I'm not familiar.
My 1, 2, 3 is Kenny Chesney, U2, Taylor Swift. My interests are all over the map.
I'm cutting your mic off with the Kenny Chesney thing.
Oh, I love right. Kenny. I'll this explain
is,
off air.
This is the Other Football Podcast. Hey, real quick, where can they find us?
At Other F-Ball Pod on Twitter, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, iTunes.
And the LV Sports Network.
LVSportsNetwork.com.
All right, we will talk to you next week, hopefully after a Liverpool win. Although,
hopefully not.
I think these guys would prefer not.
Go Lincoln City.
We would prefer not.
The rest of the Premier League, hoping not. Like, how many people showed up from London rooting for City tonight? Crazy.
Yeah.
Basically everyone in the stands. All right. We'll talk to you next week, Chris Chapman, for Carson Merck, Thomas, Bert and Ernie, Viola.
I hate you both.
We'll talk to you next week.